Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Thanks for joining us, friends. Anne-Marie, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about AI, Garrett. And yes, we have been talking about AI a lot the last few years, but that's because AI is really changing our daily life.
Absolutely. It's making some things easier and changing other things in a way that seems unrecognizable.
Definitely. I do like using AI for simple things like organizing my life or my thoughts, helping me to make presentations more cohesive. It's definitely helpful.
Well, today we're talking about a new path that this technology is taking that may totally transform the workplace and society as a whole. Our article is called The Rise of Agentic AI. What does that mean? Well, we'll learn about it in our article today. Let's jump into it.
The Rise of Agentic AI. How a new kind of AI could change your world. What is agentic AI? As artificial intelligence becomes more advanced, one of the newest developments is called agentic AI. The word agentic comes from the word agent, which describes someone or something that takes action. Unlike traditional systems that simply answer questions, agentic AI can simplify large problems by breaking them into smaller steps, remembering past actions, and adapting in fast-changing situations. In other words, it is more like a coworker who takes initiative than a tool that waits for orders.
Welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先我们来看动词 simplify, 意思是实简化。譬如 the teacher tried to simplify the math problem so everyone could understand it. 老师试着简化这道数学题好让每个人都能理解。Simplify 的名词是 simplification, 意思是简化。譬如Language learning often begins with the simplification of grammar rules. 语言学习通常从简化文法规则开始。另一个相关的名词是 simplicity, 意思是简单或朴素。譬如 the phone's simplicity makes it perfect for people who don't like complicated devices. 这款手机设计简单，非常适合不喜欢复杂装置的人。
Friends, have you used any AI tools over the last few years? Maybe it's helped you think of a recipe or write an email. But this new path could transform many more things.
Definitely. We read here how a new kind of AI could change your world. And we start off this paragraph with a question. What is agentic AI?
Right, as we go through our article, we'll have a series of questions to help us break down our discussion. As artificial intelligence becomes more advanced, one of the newest developments is called agentic AI.
Okay, let's learn about this a little bit, friends. The word agentic comes from the word agent, which describes someone or something that takes action. Let's talk about this word agent first.
Okay, we heard a little bit right there. An agent is a person who could represent others, or in this case, it's someone who's able to do things or make decisions.
Okay, so maybe you have heard of a travel agent before. A travel agent is a person that helps you plan your trip, and you don't have to do every part of that planning.
Sure. In other cases, you might say, Each of us are independent agents. We're able to do our own tasks and make decisions.
Okay, so let's learn more about this as it pertains to AI, friends. Unlike traditional systems that simply answer questions, agentic AI can simplify large problems by breaking them down into smaller steps.
Well, let's do exactly that right now. That phrase, breaking them into smaller steps, means you're dividing a big task into easier, smaller parts.
Let's use that in a sentence. When studying for exams, David found it helpful to break the lessons into smaller steps. Okay, so agentic AI breaks the problem down into smaller steps, remembering past actions and adapting in fast-changing situations.
Okay, that sounds pretty useful. In other words, it is more like a coworker who takes initiative than a tool that waits for orders. Now, that is different from how I've used AI so far.
Me as well. Let's break down this sentence into smaller parts. First, we see that phrase in other words. When you see this in writing, friends, it's being used to explain something in a simpler or clearer way. Usually something has already been said, but the writer wants to explain it again and maybe change the wording or use simpler words.
In other words, you need to try again until it works. That's a sentence with that phrase.
Okay, so we also see this word initiative in this sentence, friends. This is a word you need to know. Initiative is the ability to act or make decisions on your own before others do.
Or before others tell you to. For example, Anna showed initiative by starting the project herself.
My parents always taught me when I was small, if you see a mess, take the initiative and clean it up without other people asking.
And it sounds like our AI agents can do this very same thing. They don't need to wait for you to tell them exactly what to do. Well, we still don't understand everything about this. We're going to learn more now in our next reading.
The rise of agentic AI. Why now? This shift is possible because of progress in large language models, LLMs, planning methods, and memory systems. Developers are also building frameworks that connect AI to the internet and software tools. Together, these features allow AI agents to research, plan, and act without constant human direction. By combining reasoning, memory, and tool use, agentic AI is optimized for performing longer, more complex tasks with fewer interruptions.
Framework 这个名词意思是框架、结构，譬如The project provides a framework for understanding how climate systems work. 这个专案为理解气候系统的运作机制提供了一个架构。Framework 也指建筑物的架构，譬如 The heritage building has lasted so long thanks to the sturdy framework within its walls. 这座历史建筑能保存这么久，要多亏墙内坚固的架构。如果我们单独看 frame, 也可以当动词用哦，意思是修饰什么的边缘。譬如 ,her new hairstyle framed her almond-shaped face perfectly. 她的新发型完美地衬托出她杏仁状的脸型。
Why now? Why is this new advancement in AI technology changing at this very moment?
Well, let's read and find out, friends. This shift is possible because of progress in large language models, or LLMs. Let's talk about what this means, Garrett.
Okay, an LLM, or large language model, is an advanced computer program. It can understand and create language that sounds a lot like a human talking. If you've used any of the popular AI tools in the last few years, you're probably using an LLM.
Okay, let's use large language models, or LLM, in a sentence. ChatGPT is an example of a large language model that can help people learn English.
Okay, so there's progress in LLMs, planning methods, and memory systems. Developers are also building frameworks that connect AI to the internet and software tools.
Okay, and we find out what happens when these two things are combined. Together, these features allow AI agents to research, plan, and act without constant human direction. Now, we see this word constant, friends, and this means that something is happening all the time, or it's not changing or stopping.
For example, the sound of traffic was a constant noise outside the apartment, which was right on a busy street.
So, Garrett, it sounds to me like the difference with agentic AI is that humans don't have to constantly tell it what to do or ask it for some type of output.
Absolutely. Well, you're probably directing what kind of output you want. And the other big advantage we have now is these agents have access to a lot more data or other software programs other than just themselves.
Okay, let's read on and find out more about this. By combining reasoning, memory, and tool use, agentic AI is optimized for performing longer, more complex tasks with fewer interruptions. There were several good terms we should look at in that sentence.
Right, let's do that first. Starting off with this word reasoning. This is the process of thinking carefully to make a decision or solve a problem. It's part of what makes humans so unique.
Let's use that word reasoning in a sentence. Good reasoning helps you find the best answer in difficult situations. Now, we also saw that word optimized in this sentence, friends. Optimized means made as effective or efficient as possible.
Especially for a specific task. For example, the app was optimized to work faster on older phones.
Okay, so let's put all this together now, Garrett. What it sounds like is agentic AI is good for those tasks that are more complex or have several steps to them. So if I want AI to organize a paper or a proposal for me, I don't really need agentic AI to do that.
Right, you can give it some parameters, the stuff you want it to write out, and it will be able to do that somewhat quickly. But in more complicated industries, from agriculture to finance, where you need to work with a lot of different numbers and processes, agentic AI could be very useful.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, friends, we're not done talking about this. We have more to learn, and we're going to do that in just a moment, right after today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Potential. Bob once tried to build a robot that could do his homework. It caught on fire halfway through a math problem. But you know what? It had the potential to be awesome. Let's talk about the phrase, have the potential to. We use it to describe something or someone that could become great in the future, even if they're not quite there yet. She has the potential to be a great leader. This idea has the potential to change everything. It's not a guarantee. It's more like a maybe, but a really exciting maybe. You'll often hear this phrase with dreams, inventions, or slightly dangerous science projects. That invention has the potential to save lives or cause total chaos. Thanks, Bob. You can also use it with things that are unexpectedly impressive. That quiet kid has the potential to steal the show. It's a great way to be hopeful about what's possible, even if things are still a work in progress. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
The The Rise of Agentic AI. Why it matters. Agentic AI is not just a new feature. It is representative of a deeper change in how we use technology. By moving from answering to acting, these systems have the potential to transform the way people learn, work, and solve problems. Many experts believe this step marks a key milestone in the story of artificial intelligence, opening the door to a new generation of digital helpers.
Milestone 这个名词意思是里程碑或是重大事件。例如 ,The company celebrated a major milestone, its 50th anniversary. 该公司庆祝了一个重大里程碑,他们的50周年成立纪念。Milestone 也指实体的里程碑哦。譬如 ,A weathered milestone stood beside the old road, showing that the next town was 5 miles away.一块风化的里程碑立在旧道路旁，标示着下一座城镇还有5英里远。而片语 reach a milestone 是指达到重要的里程碑。譬如 ,She reached a milestone in her fitness journey by running her first marathon. 她在健身历程中达成了一个重要里程碑，也就是完成了她的首次马拉松。以上就是今天的 Language Lab, I'll see you next time.
Of course, new tools in the world of technology are coming out all the time. So why exactly is agentic AI so significant?
All right, well, Garrett, we've answered 2 questions already in the first part of our article, and now we're going to put that into application. So here in this section, we're going to talk about why it matters.We read here, agentic AI is not just a new feature. All right, so let's talk about that for a moment. If something is a new feature, it means that something already exists, and this is a new part of it.
Right, I think of some of these LLMs that I've used in the last few years. They're constantly releasing some new features, from the ability to make videos and photos,to interact with different kinds of personalities through voice.
But this isn't just a new feature. It is representative of a deeper change in how we use technology. Before we talk about what this sentence means, let's define that word representative.
All right, that word representative. If something is representative of another thing, it shows the qualities or ideas of that other thing, maybe a larger group,or some kind of change.
Okay, let's use representative in a sentence. This new design is representative of modern architecture. Now, this word representative could also be a person, right, Garrett? It could be a noun, a representative who represents something. But that's not how it is used here in this article.
Right, it's a bit different. So agentic AI is representative or showing us that there is this bigger change happening.By moving from answering to acting, these systems have the potential to transform the way people learn, work, and solve problems.
Okay, so I like the way that this is explained here, because usually when I use AI, I'm asking it questions or specifically asking it to do something. But here we're moving away from answering to acting.
Absolutely. Now, keep in mind, this doesn't mean that you're not giving it anything, that it's just like another person doing whatever it wants. You're still giving it specific tasks, but it goes about completing them on its own, with its own initiative.
Definitely. Now, we keep reading here. Many experts believe this step marks a key milestone in the story of artificial intelligence. Now, it marks a key milestone. It's saying that this is showing that this is a change.
Right. That word marks is very useful. For example, this day marks the day when I first started working.
Exactly. Now, we see something else at the end of this sentence, opening the door to a new generation of digital helpers. opening the door to something means that it's being made possible for something new to happen.
Here's an example with that phrase. Learning English is opening the door to new opportunities for people around the world.
All right, so usually when we use this term, opening the door, it's often used with the word opportunities. You have the idea that you are in a room or in a house and the door is opened, and there's a whole nother world or a whole bunch more opportunities outside of the door. So opening the door represents moving to a different place.
Learning new skills is one of the main ways that you can open the door to new opportunities. It's one of those reasons why we love learning languages so much.
Definitely. I also see this word generation here, friends. And a lot of times when we use the word generation, we're talking about people, right? You think of a person and their parents and then their grandparents. Those are three different generations. But we can use that term with technology as well. We had LLMs, and now we have agentic AI. So we can say that agentic AI is a new generation of AI technology.
Absolutely. We also often hear that with things like cell phones. Maybe this year they had one generation come out, and next year there will be the next one.
Definitely. All right, friends, we're going to talk more about this in just a moment, but right now it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 more like A than B 的句型，意思是与其说是 B， 不如说是 A。这个句型是用来比较两者之间的相似程度，强调主语更接近 A 的特质，常用来描述比喻或说明概念，让语义更有对比性。例如 She's more like a friend than a teacher， 她更像朋友而不是老师。如果要更正式一点，可以使用 rather than， 例如This app feels like a helpful partner rather than a simple digital assistant. 这款应用程式更像个得力助手而不是普通的数位助理。
Friends, we've reached the first half of our lesson where we are talking about agentic AI, and now we have a talk about it question to discuss. Here it is.How is agentic AI different from traditional AI systems? Explain.
Okay, well, that's basically what we've been talking about today. Agentic AI is able to do a lot of tasks on its own, accessing different kinds of software or data without you guiding it every step of the way. That way, it's able to do much more complex tasks.Today, those LLMs or other AI systems are kind of like a helper that helps you out with your work. Things like agentic AI, some people fear, might be replacing a lot of the things people do today.
You've just made me think of a term, and the term is assistant. The way that I've used AI in the past is as an assistant to assist me to do tasks I'm already doing.But this is a little different. The agentic AI acts as an agent. So maybe this is a good way to think about it, an assistant versus an agent.
Right, and I don't know how much this will impact just everyday users of these platforms, or if it will just be people in certain industries doing really complex tasks.I guess we'll have to wait and see.
For sure. And as it is with many of these new technologies, they are constantly changing. Things could be different in 3 to 6 months or a year than when they first came out. Well, friends, we do have more to talk about tomorrow, but that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.